For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson. New this midday, President Donald Trump's campaign has paid $3 million for a recount of two heavily Democratic Wisconsin counties, saying that they were the site of the, quote, worst irregularities. That comes although no evidence of wrongdoing has been presented, and state election officials have said there was none. The recounts in Milwaukee and Dane counties will start no later than Saturday. In those counties Trump chose for the recount, Democrat Joe Biden received about 577,000 votes, compared with about 213,000 for Trump. Biden won the state by more than 20,608 votes, based on canvas results submitted by the counties. Five Marinette County deputies involved in a deadly shooting of a suspect last month have been cleared by prosecutors. Marinette County District Attorney Deshae Morrow says the deputies' use of deadly force was justified under the circumstances, and evidence shows they acted appropriately. Authorities say dispatchers received a call from a man who told dispatchers he had just killed his best friend and wanted to die. The suspect fled a house in Goodman after deputies arrived. Officials say he later got out of his car and was shot by deputies after he pointed a gun at them. Police are asking for help finding a lactoflambeau man. John C. Conquest Sr. was reported missing Saturday. The 35-year-old Native American is 6'2", 180 pounds, with short, dark brown hair and brown eyes. Lactoflambeau police said he was last seen in the early hours of Saturday, November 14th. It was near the intersection of Schwamigan Forest Trail and Island Club Lane in the Schwamigan National Forest near Lactoflambeau. Cronquist was driving a four-door silver 2016 Chevrolet Impala with Wisconsin plates. The car has some dents and a cracked windshield. Police said the car has not been recovered. Anyone with information on where he may be is asked to call the Lactoflambeau Tribal Police at 715-588-7717. Right now, hunters are gearing up for the opening of gun deer season in Wisconsin. Among the standard items needed for a successful hunt, one is in short supply: ammo. Every time the phone rings at Mel's Trading Post in Rhinelander, owner Mitch Mode knows it's more than likely a hunter.
80% of my phone calls are guys looking for ammo.
His shelves are usually stocked full of ammo this time of year. But this year, those shelves are mostly empty.
The past couple, 3 weeks, we have had some key sizes come through and sell it out in 2 to 3 days.
Shipments of ammo are coming in few and far between. It's not just Mel's Trading Post. I called sporting goods stores in Tomahawk and Boulder Junction. They're telling me the same thing. Ammo is hard to come by, and they've never seen anything like this.
It is unprecedented.
It makes sense with the record gun sales across the U.S. this year. Small Arm Analytics put U.S. firearm unit sales at 1.9 million units in October alone. That's an increase of 65% from the same time the year before, and that's actually down from earlier this year. Ammo Incorporated is an ammunition manufacturer based in Arizona. In August, its record backlog increased to more than $80 million. That's the largest in company history. Mode started to notice the increase in demand mid-summer.
We went back in July with significant orders to some of our manufacturers, some of our vendors. Shortage, we haven't seen it yet.
He points to a couple things causing the shortage. Every time there's a strong Democratic candidate running for president, gun sales in the U.S. spike. Mode says you add in civil unrest and protests, an increase in first-time buyers, along with uncertainty created by the COVID-19 pandemic, and you get a high demand for guns.
The cumulative effect is, instead of having one factor drive demand, you now have four, and it simply got out of control.
Mode is now limiting one box of ammo per customer. He says he's still getting some in and encourages people to call ahead. He also encourages hunters to think about next year's season sooner than later.
The end in sight is a moving target right now. We were told a few months ago this is going to last through the end of this year. We are told now maybe the end of the summer of 2021.
Wildlife officials in many states are issuing lots more hunting and fishing licenses this year, apparently because of the coronavirus. Americans who are weary of being cooped up at home and wearing masks elsewhere are taking refuge in outdoor sports that offer safety and solitude. In Michigan, the number of people getting hunting licenses for the first time in at least 5 years has jumped 80%. The trend has reversed a steady decline in hunting popularity that once appeared permanent, and it's providing a potential new source for food for families and food banks pressed by the pandemic. high-priority people in Wisconsin could start getting a dose of COVID-19 vaccine by the end of this year. There's currently two vaccines showing success in the final stages of trials. Wisconsin has been working on a COVID-19 vaccine distribution plan for months. The Department of Health Services is confident it can work out the logistics to eventually get everyone who wants a vaccine vaccinated. One of the biggest challenges will be convincing people to take it. DHS Deputy Secretary Julie Williams-Van Dyke says reassuring people the vaccine is safe will be a major part of that.
As people get the vaccine and, you know, assuming it is safe and people are experiencing relatively few side effects and are reaping the benefits of the protective effects of the vaccine, we think support for the vaccine will grow over time.
Right now, DHS is in the process of enrolling healthcare providers that will be able to distribute the vaccine. WXBR will continue to keep you updated on the state's vaccine plan. And coming up in about 20 minutes, DHS and Governor Tony Evers will give an update on the state COVID-19 situation. You'll be able to hear that live here on WXPR. Your forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high near 43, dropping down to 35 degrees tonight. For WXBR News, I'm Katie Thorson.